7 after the hour. It is Wednesday already. For those of you who are worried or thinking about what you did last weekend, it's already time to start thinking about what you're going to do this weekend. So we'll help you with some ideas, I hope, on that. The weather's supposed to be great. As a matter of fact, heat wave coming to the East Coast, Washington, Philadelphia, New York, Boston. A lot of areas, actually east of the Mississippi, going to be very warm. And that'll be good for things. There's a lot of moisture now in the ground. Things grow well. Everything's green. It's super duper. You'll feel good because you get into the pool or you can go swim at the lake or jump into the ocean. It's a very simple thing, this thing called heat. We want to get cool. When it's hot, let's get cool. When it's cold, let's get warm. That's how it works. Simplicity, clarity, singleness. These are the attributes that give our lives power and vividness and joy. Richard Holloway said that, and that can be a way to launch off into conversation this hour of the Good Day program. Jennifer is in Alaska with a group of listeners. Ken Kessler is back from his harrowing trip to the East Coast. So he's here with me monitoring our social media, facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. Rich McFadden is in the hospital still, and I can tell you that he has no conclusive answers. I'm not going to call him. We called him yesterday on the air, and he had two problems. First one was his jugular vein was plugged, so his neck had all swollen up. He's on a drip so that that can loosen up and become back to normal eventually, so it'll work properly. Big difference between veins and arteries. Arteries, you can't have any blockages there, like the carotid artery that goes up to your brain. You got to have that clear. The jugular comes back down, drains out. There are various other ways of your system draining the blood, so it's not as critical, but they're trying to open it up. And he has a spot on his lung that is going to be... This is how bad. I talked to him three times yesterday. Bad. The system is. He went into the hospital. He's had 4 days now in the hospital. And when they examined him on Sunday, they said, well, you got this spot on your lung. We better check it out. From that day to today, they still haven't checked it out. So he's there. Everybody's concerned, as you can imagine. And they still have not. Well, we're backed up. That's the story. We're backed up. Thank you, Obamacare. All right, so anyway, let's not grind too much on that. Let's talk about some of the other things that are going on. As a matter of fact, Kenny, you are following some of these things that we have over the weekend brought forth. So I thought I'd have you give us an update on what people are saying in general about the status of certain discussions. I'm frankly very interested in two things, the use of 3D printers to manufacture weapons, and also this baby that was found in the sewer pipe in China. Now, does that affect you or me? No. Does that make us like China even less? Yes. Is it something that could happen in this country? Of course, because the mother's trying to flush the baby down the toilet. And so you look at the video and all of the human interest factors that are in this. I mean, I don't know what you ask people about it, Kenny. It just, isn't it horrible? Yeah, of course it's horrible. And you see it. Once you've seen the video, you don't want to see it again. I don't even want to talk about it, but it's something that in the last 24 to 48 hours has created a lot of buzz. And it just goes to show you once again how something happening, whether it's here or there or anywhere, does not go unmentioned or unnoticed. Everything is now subject to scrutiny, and we have, in a way, I guess it's better because we have more universal focus on things that are going on everywhere. But this sort of thing isn't as important to focus on as some of the other things that are going on over there. But yet, it does show you how close the connections are, because moments after this baby was pulled out of the sewer pipe, it was everywhere, right? Went viral because of Twitter and Facebook, Kenny.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all over the place. There's, you know, most people are just posting links to a story or to the video, and yeah, and you know, all the comments are, you know, I can't believe this, and how horrible, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So that is the sort of thing that conversations are made of or from, whatever the correct English is. There's another item here that I find compelling, and as a result of that, Kenny's posted this as our poll. There's a new study out today that finds that you, here in America, get paid less vacation time than pretty much any other country in the world. The story here highlighted in a conversation that we monitored from a radio program hosted by John Hines, who talks to economist John Schmidt about the American companies giving employees less vacation time than those in the other so-called developed countries.
We are being, I don't know, shortchanged on vacation time. No wonder so many Americans are cranky doing what they're doing. The U.S. is one of the worst for vacations in developed countries, and this is from a brand new study that comes from the Center for Economics and Policy Research. What kind of vacation time do you get, can I ask?
Yeah, we actually have a pretty decent policy here at my office. I get about 5 weeks a year, plus most of the federal holidays.
Oh, but the interesting thing about that is there is nothing in this country anywhere for anybody that is mandated that they get vacation time, is there?
That's right. We have no law here, unlike the 20 other rich countries that we looked at, that requires employers to give vacations or paid holidays to any of their employees.
Who gets the most?
Well, around the world, it's Austria, Germany, Spain. They all have something on the order of about 36 holidays per year, holidays plus vacation time. But what I think is crucial is every other country that we looked at provided at least 10, almost all of them provided at least 20, we actually, round out at zero. We have no requirement at all.
No requirement. And somebody could say, well, if you work for the federal government, you get so many days off. But that's not a requirement. That's by law. In these places, these are basically written into laws, correct?
It's written into laws and it applies to everybody. So if you work at a fast food restaurant part-time, you get the equivalent prorated of vacation time that you would get if you were a full-time worker as a manager in a high-paid job somewhere else. So it's across the board and applies to everybody, and it's in the law.
I listen to these sorts of conversations. My own value structure suggests to me, when I hear things like Americans get shortchanged and that we're the quote-unquote worst country of the richest 20, who says that we have to have they're paid? When I have people working for me, I'm paying them to work, not take time off. Now, do I sound like some old Grinch? Do I sound like Scrooge McStephen? I don't think that this is relevant. Yeah, well, it's a good conversation piece for sure. And if I went around the room and asked Kenny or others, Michael, whether they got enough time off, they'd certainly say, no, I want more time off. I need more time off. But the system doesn't support it, like it or not. And I know I'm speaking as an employer, and you guys can speak as people who are employed. But in the real world, I don't mind. I mean, I guess it's interesting to look at the stats, for sure. And we all know how much more liberal Western Europe is when it comes to most things. And that's where that's most of these countries that we're talking about, these other 20 countries. But come on. Laws that require vacation. Do you think, honestly, Kenny, there ought to be a law to require people get X amount of time off?
No. No.
Michael?
No.
No. All right. You. How about you? 888-302-3684. Now, our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on this information. How much paid vacation do you get every year is the question. A, more than 4 weeks. B, between 3 and 4 weeks. C, between 2 and 3 weeks. D, between 1 and 2 weeks. E, less than a week. F, none. I work for myself. I own the production company that produces this radio program, and I haven't taken a vacation. This is the 25th year of this program. I've never taken a vacation. Do I take days off? Only when I need to, when I have something else that conflicts with this. Most of the time I take the program with me and do it from wherever I am. And that just happens to be me. I grew up on a farm. I work every day, 7 days a week, and it isn't a problem. Everybody has a different point of view, and I don't say it's right for you, but it's good for me. happy to be doing it, frankly, at this point. And so under the circumstances, do I have sympathy for bosses that are trying to get more out of their employees? I guess it depends how they're doing it, much as anything else. How are you going about the business of trying to get your employees to produce as much as possible? There's some really stark examples on both sides of the coin that would indicate some people really abuse their time and sometimes privileges at work, and other times people are just very conscientious. Everybody's different. But to have required vacation, what do you say? 888-302-3684, or respond to our poll, or post some stuff on Twitter and Facebook here on Good Day.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Wow. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing.
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Who are your state's highest paid public employees? That's in the next half hour here on Good Day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Went gold with the album Stampede, from which this song comes. On this date, 1975, the Doobies were formed in San Jose, had 16 number one hits. This is, by the way, Blackwater and What a Fool Believes. I think both were from this album, Kenny, were they not? Both went to...
What a Fool Believes might have been a little later.
Was it?
I think.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Blackwater's from this album, and What a Fool Believes is from an album that came out in April of 79. So you are correct, sir. Thank you for that. 25 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer's gone. Richie's gone. So we continue our focus, as usual, on what's going on this Wednesday. Poll at DougSteffen.com. The study that finds Americans get less paid vacation time than almost any other country in the world. So how much do you get? How much do you think you ought to get? Carl is in Grand Rapids. Carl, welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
That's good. What do you get for vacation a year?
Oh, I own my own business. I don't get vacation per se.
So you're like me. You don't take a vacation. You take days off here and there, or do you feel you have to be around all the time?
No, I take days off. I think that's important.
How many employees do you have?
None. I'm just a single.
Oh,
you know.
Right. So you're off. I got it. Yeah, you're. What sort of service? What sort of business are you in? What do you do?
Oh, I've called before. I'm a farrier. I shoe horses.
Oh, yeah. We have talked before. I remember that, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about a law? Do you think it would be appropriate for us to have a law in our country, like some of these other countries we're being compared to, that requires X number of weeks a year in vacation time?
Yes, I do, but I wouldn't give it paid, you know, vacation, but I would... give them some way to have a, like, health savings account, you know, to put money in there to use for vacation time. So
how do you take care of your health care as an individual self-employed person?
I pay for my own.
You do?
You know. Major deductible. It's about $800 a month.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah, but if you do have a major medical, I had that for a long time, and I think it was a $5,000 deductible policy.
Yeah.
It cost me about that much. A month. It's still no bargain, but at least you have some sort of protection. Interesting thoughts. I'm glad we were able to talk, and you answered sort of like a quiz. I'm quizzing people on what they think is the right attitude toward vacation time. Here's John down in Owensboro, Kentucky. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. So what's your story?
Well, I'm self-employed. I don't take vacation either. You know, I get the weekends off, and that's about it.
So do you think there ought to be a national policy, a law that requires you to take time? I mean, if you're self-employed, who's going to monitor that? But if you had, do you have other people, if you're self-employed, Are there other people that work with you, sort of, or are you all by yourself like the previous gentleman?
Yes, I do have one that works with me, and, you know, just basically the same thing I had when I started out, weeks paid vacation, and then anytime you need off, just let us know. You know, you got something to do with family, a doctor, or doctor's visit, just let us know. We're pretty flexible.
So do you get, do you feel like those people should be paid for their time off?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that week, you know, at least 1 week a year for a starting out part-time position.
But I'm not sure I got your drift as to whether you think it should be required by law.
Oh, no, I do not think it should be required by law. Matter of fact, my wife said something to me the other night. We were watching something about Pakistan, and she was saying, you know, America's such a young country, it's just amazing how much more advanced we are than these countries that have been around for thousands of years.
Well, in some ways, that may be the case. All right, thanks for the call, sir.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Congressman Daryl Issa's Benghazi hearings try to, in effect, blame the deaths of four Americans on President Obama and Secretary Clinton's neglect and then cover-up. Is there any evidence for this?
We know now the administration lied. They lied about it being a terrorist attack repeatedly. They lied about changing the talking points. If George Bush had done that, if Ronald Reagan had done that, if Jesus Christ had done that, I would be, and we all should be, outraged.
Mary, I have not seen anything that suggests that either the President or the Secretary of State did anything other than what was right, proper, ethical, honest throughout this. Now, as a way of getting out of this morass, I think we should get George Mitchell and James Baker and redo a report if you think more needs to be done.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, Doug Steffens, good day. Wednesday is upon us. Last day of the month will be Friday. Is it Friday? Yeah. Friday or Saturday? Friday. Friday is the 31st. So June 1st, Saturday. And we get into summertime. And vacation time. The vacation day poll at DougSteffen.com asks you to tell us how many weeks of vacation you have. Ought there to be a law in our country that requires you get X amount of time off, that sort of thing. Can you imagine what business would do to try to torpedo how much money the lobbyists would make trying to round up support or the lack of support to keep you from having a paid vacation. It's very interesting to see how these things shake out. And I think, Kenny, you're already getting some feedback from people at Facebook and Twitter on this, are you not?
Yes, Scott says that he believes there already is a law and that most people will get paid vacation already.
Really? I didn't know there was a law. You sure? Is there a state law? What state is he in? Do you know? There may be some state laws.
I think he's in California.
Yeah. I don't know about that. So continue with your thoughts. That'll be probably one of our big deals. Over the last 4 or 5 days, Kenny, what's been the hot thing at Twitter and Facebook, social media connected to Doug Steffen?
Well, today people really like the new pictures that we posted of the cows on the farm.
Ah, that's right. Meredith took some pictures and Kenny posted them at DougSteffen.com. So if you want to see what's cool on the farm, springtime doings with the calves and the cows and all that sort of fun stuff, you can check it out at DougSteffen.com. Always interested in that, the fun that is life on the farm. A lot of responsibility, a lot of work. But also extraordinarily rewarding, I will tell you that. It's one of the great things about my life. I'm so thankful that I have the ability to do that and just keep my fingers crossed that I can keep doing it. The vacation thing brings me around to thinking about variety in your life. Those of you who, we had a couple calls from both men who work for themselves. And I was thinking as they were on the air, Kenny, about variety in our lives. One of the things that keeps me from having to need a vacation, if that's the way of putting it, I don't need one. I don't care about time off. I don't thirst for it. I don't lust after it because I have great variety in my life. Not that everybody can have the variety that I have in my life. I mean, the one thing I have to do every day is show up to do this radio program. It requires that I be punctual and know what's going on. And I think that's a good thing because it keeps my mind sharp. It keeps me, the farm keeps me active physically. So all of these things are good, but not everybody can have that. So what do you have? If you don't have regular vacation, is there a way that you can add some variety to your life in the form, let's say, of a field trip? Can you break up the monotony of your days and have a bit of an adventure. When you were, think about when you were a children, there were few words more exciting to hear at school than field trip, right? Everybody loved to take a field trip, and some of you took them. I remember the most important day, I have to tell you, it may have been the 4 or 5 days of my life with my father. This was a day he took me and we went down to the Cape. My father spent summers as a kid on the Cape growing up with his aunt and uncle, working for the railroad down there. And he's also a laundryman, but he lived in a little village called Pocasset. And I remember him taking me to all of the places he used to hang out. And it was an exciting day because it was a break from what we usually were doing. And that's, I guess, could, this time of year, there are tons of field trips because nobody wants to do schoolwork. So, in this circumstance, the opportunity to go on an adventure with some of your friends from school, maybe some of your people in the family. Now that you're a grown-up, how about taking a field trip? Fun, memorable, sign your own permission slip. Take a day off. Give yourself permission. Get stuck in something that is fun. Oftentimes you think of being stuck. You're in a routine and life is boring. Imagine doing that. I know a lot of you do the same tasks every day. So if you can on a Saturday or Sunday add a touch of variety or whatever your day's off, a lot of people have the middle of the week off, depending on whether they're in retail, maybe you drive a bus, whatever. The world goes on, so everybody has different days off. So if you take, forget about the teachers and their being monitors, just you and maybe your spouse, the person you love. A field trip can be an opportunity to explore a new landscape, discover something about yourself. The other, was it last Sunday of the week, 2 weeks ago, Meredith and I, she jumped in the truck with me. We were moving cows around. It was a new experience. Well, she's been around a little bit, and people can say, oh, that doesn't sound like much fun. It was great fun because we spent it talking to each other, laughing about things. That's one of the great, great things about having a great relationship with somebody. You want to be with them. You want to share. And isn't that part of relief? Kenny, when you take a day off, I know you work hard. You've got your own little business as well as what you do here with me. And I'm sure you find it hard for you and Lisa to have a day to yourself. But when you do, what do you do?
It's very difficult. A lot of times just getting out and going somewhere nice to eat, or going to take in a movie, or going, we're lucky that we live in San Diego, maybe go to the beach for a couple hours just to unplug in and enjoy.
Yeah, right. Maybe you want to just sit under a tree and read a book if the weather is good. Find a beautiful spot. We were talking as we drove around, because many of the areas that I go, obviously being involved in an agricultural endeavor, I'm in areas where there's lots of back roads and the trees at this time. This morning, I'm looking out of my window out to the front pasture on my farm where the animals are eating. The grass is so green. The leaves on the trees are so green, full, and just as wonderful as you could possibly imagine. And even though you don't think this way, maybe you ought to put your hat into a gear where you've adjusted your tinfoil to the point of understanding all this beautiful greenery helps the planet so much, because the process of photosynthesis, which exchanges carbon dioxide, is it monoxide or dioxide? I can never remember. Dioxide takes the bad stuff out of the air, and the green in the photosynthetic process of the leaves takes that out and repurifies to produce oxygen. And you look at how lush these trees look. It's just amazing. And then you see some of the other trees and shrubs, the beautiful rhododendron, I think Japanese maple, or are they Japanese maple or a different kind? There's a different kind of maple tree that has dark leaves, small dark leaves. Do you know what those are called, Kenny? I can't remember. The point is that you enjoy these sorts of things. The little things can change your state of mind. And grown-up field trips get you away from the schedules, from the clocks, the duties, and they put aside that everyday life so you can focus on your own self, because oftentimes people don't do that. The old expression, you got to love yourself before others will love you. You need to put yourself first once in a while. Those of you who are of service, those of you who are always working, mothers especially, that are dedicated to their families, they don't take time for themselves. Time for that to stop. Time for you to plan a field trip, an excursion. Get something planned that you will savor and think about it after the fact. Oh, do you remember that day we went to whatever it was? Share it with somebody. Whatever you decide to do, though, wherever you decide to go, please think about how much pleasure you can have in the short bursts. And maybe that gives you a different point of view on vacation. I know, I've never had a vacation in my life. I can't tell you. I've taken many wonderful trips to places all over the world, and maybe that's a vacation. I don't even like the word, frankly, because it doesn't mean anything. Maybe that's it. But so many people are in different circumstances, as I said before, and they're more eager to have a change in the variety of life. You just took 4 days, Kenny, and went to the East Coast to go to South Carolina to visit your brother. How is that when it comes to getting off of the treadmill?
It was terrific. It was very nice to unplug, at least to a degree. I had my laptop with me. It's a sickness. I just can't. But I like to make sure that everything that I'm supposed to do is taken care of. And so, but to get away, we were actually, my whole family got together at my sister's house just outside of Atlanta, and it was terrific to get away and still be able to, because of the nature of what I do, be able to hop online and check your website and all the social media and make sure you can do that stuff anyway.
Right.
Right.
Like I can do this radio program. Technology is as it is today. You wouldn't know if I didn't tell you where I was. You couldn't tell by listening to the quality of my voice, because we have the equipment now to do programs from literally anywhere.
Right.
And so then you can do your work, many of you, from anywhere. And so that's one of the other sides of the coin. I saw a survey the other day, and I don't know if I can put my fingers on it right this moment, but suggesting, not the first time this has been a discussion topic, that people, even if you're a unionized person who works 8 hours a day or punches in for 9 hours a day, you still are on the email, you still are watching what's going on, there still is this connectedness that never was possible before the technology that we have today. And so that's changed the reality of a lot of people and their ability, if you will, to relax, take time off, just get your head out of wherever it is that you put it during the normal routine of your daily work. And it is all very important. I'm being taught by my mentor that the ability to stop, take a deep breath, maybe that's even just a few moments, take 3 minutes and deeply breathe. Breathe into, count to eight, hold it for 8 seconds, count it out as it goes out. Do that 3 or 4 times, and you'll feel literally that breath of fresh air that's in your body will change your outlook for the whole day. And this, anything that you can do to keep yourself more alert and awake and attentive and also enjoying yourself, because life is to be enjoyed. Matter of fact, our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, we were talking about cafes charging in, I forget what country it was, or it was another city in this country. At any rate, I remember enough about the story to be dangerous, and it was that instead of you paying for coffee or donuts or whatever it is when you're going to these shops, they want you to pay by the minute. Because if you, just take a Starbucks, for example. You go into a Starbucks, people go in and zone out, chill out, but they are, because there's Wi-Fi in there, they're on their computers and they're working. Some people are working away, some people are just connecting to folks, relaxing, and they spend hours. So what happens if you buy a cup of coffee? What's a cup of coffee in Starbucks? A really bad, good cup of coffee is what, $5, $6, $7? Can you pay that much for a cup of coffee at Starbucks?
I don't know if it's that much, but yeah. It's a few bucks.
All right. So you pay for a cup of coffee and a blueberry muffin, which is what, a couple of bucks.
Right.
So you spend maybe $5, $6, $7 and you stay there for an hour. You're getting killed. Of course, it's their decision. They could close it all down and just sell you the stuff and you go eat it wherever you have to. But it seems to attract people anyway. How much time was our question yesterday at the poll you typically spend at cafes and coffee shops? Results are as follows. 25% of you said just a couple of minutes, get my coffee, and I'm out of there. 24% of you said I can't remember the last time I went to one of these places. That's interesting. 20% of you said an hour or so chatting with friends. 16% of you said about an hour and a half checking my email or reading. And 15% of you said I take my laptop and tablet and I could stay there all day long. So that's you're the people they want to have charge by the hour. that's your deal. It's, where are we? 13 before the hour on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Everyday Heroes. There's a silent army of 66 million non-professional caregivers in the United States. They provide support, compassion, and care to people who face unimaginable health issues. Now these caregivers are getting the recognition they deserve. Shire's Matt Cabry has more.
At Shire, we created the Brave Awards to capture the spirit of helping others, celebrating the impact that non-professional caregivers play in the lives of others and on society. The Shire Brave Awards honor ordinary people who care for a loved one in a meaningful, dedicated, and selfless manner.
Who is eligible?
A caregiver may be a relative, a neighbor, a friend. Our selection committee chooses up to 20 people from around the world who reflect our brave values, and each Brave Award recipient receives a $10,000 award.
To learn more and nominate a caregiver, visit ShireBraveAwards.com. Entries accepted through June 30th. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to ProstateFormula.com. That's ProstateFormula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now, through July 19th, when you buy a set of four select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and four admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
What kind of shape are your teeth in? Are they beautiful? Are they white? Have you been using whitening strips? Have you been using those trays and you haven't found satisfaction? You still have a yellow smile? You can't get the job done? Well, that's because you haven't been listening to me talk to you about power strips. This is a phenomenon. I was listening to George Norrie. There's a commercial for power strips with him. There are a lot of people who are talking about these things, mostly because the radio folks like me and George are telling people the story. I have tried this. I think I'm trying to remember the last time I saw George's smile, whether he needed it or not. I got a few little places in my mouth that can use these wonderful, they're like little swabs, little Q-tips with special things that have been created by the researcher, Dr. Martin Ginniger. It's actually a concoction of coconut oil that'll clean your teeth. Power swabs, guaranteed to work or your money back. 800-865-7602. Call them now. Order power swabs. Clean up those teeth. 800-865-7602.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Femme and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, we have 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. On Good Day, everything you need to know in a cumulative fashion, because you got to listen every day so we can keep you apprised with the help of Shelley Palmer, who is our technology reporter. He's got always, every day, some useful bit of information that's the key to some technology that most of you are working on. Today he talks about a useful change to the Nook HD app, and how downloading it, the policy for downloading it, has changed apparently in your favor. So if you'd like that information, if you're using a Nook, then you better stick around because we'll have that info for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's time to dust off that Nook HD because it just got a whole lot more useful. Since it launched, the Nook HD has been seen as a really strong piece of hardware with minimal support. Barnes & Noble would only allow apps onto its marketplace that had its approval, severely limiting the number of apps that Nook HD users could access. But that all changed recently as Barnes & Noble brought Google Play directly to its Nook HD and HD Plus devices. Available as an over-the-air update on existing tablets and preloaded on new devices, Nook HD users finally have access to all the apps that Android fans have enjoyed for years. Better still is the fact that you'll also be able to buy content like books, magazines, and movies directly through Google Play. The real losers here are Nook Tablet and Nook Color users, as they're stuck with the same old apps they've always had. But for you Nook HD users, happy apping! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Is your car ready to hit the road this summer? Brian Osich has more with an automotive expert and fuel economy expert. Suggestions for you right now in order to get the most out of your summer road trip. These are things you should take note of right now.
Now that summer's here, a lot of people will be hitting the road and heading out on summer getaways. Fuel economy expert Roger Clark says there are some simple ways to conserve fuel during long road trips.
Speed is the biggest factor. For every 10 miles an hour faster that you drive, you lose about 4 miles per gallon. Acceleration is a big factor, and deceleration, believe it or not. Those two things really have the biggest factor on your fuel economy, and saving in those areas, you can save up to 20%. On a typical month, you might save $100 in gas.
GM's James Bell says before heading out on any road trip, make sure you have your vehicle stocked with some essential items.
Bring along a safety kit with flares, reflectors, and so forth. And secondly, your cell phone. That's a real big link to the outside world. And more importantly, bring along that car cell phone charger as well. And of course, in GM vehicles, you've got the OnStar system built into every car. So one little push of a blue button, help is on the way.
For more information and summer travel tips, visit GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.